Welcome back. Going to the doctor is not a favorite outing in any country. First, you're sick, then you have to make the appointment, get there, and then wait. And that drafty gown, do you tie it? Do you not? We could perhaps count all that bother as a luxury problem that many are not lucky enough to have. Russians, for example, dread going to the doctor. A new study shows that only 44% of Russians actually went to the doctor last year. And those who do seek medical help may not turn to primary care. Jessica Gallagher brings us this checkup from Moscow.
Meet Marina Belarusova, a college-educated 20-something English teacher working at a primary school here in Moscow. Her feelings on what doctors do aren't exactly what an American might see as mainstream.
They give advices, yes. Very often they give advices. And as I said, most of them are about herbs. Right. And as I said, most of them use this ladies who like cast spells and for different illnesses. They know a lot of recipes of how to use herbs and so on. Those who grew up in the village, it's very popular there. And my mom still uses it, this kind of medicine, like healing cough with herbs.
Herbs and spells? That may sound like something out of Harry Potter, but not here. According to the latest government statistics, about 300,000 Muscovites went to alternative healers last year. Overall, Russia has 800,000 of them, more than the number of official doctors. Daria Minarova is a clairvoyant healer. Her Moscow office is full of crystal balls, lava lamps, white owls, and candles. She says she's often called upon by regular doctors to either cast or clear spells for patients. She says they ask me for a consultation when they have a difficult case. For example, when the diagnosis and treatment are correct, but they still can't cure a patient. Schoolteacher Belarusova says it's pretty common among Russians to try Western medicine, then go for the alternative.
I have a friend and she has a baby, a daughter of three. And when the baby was one, I think about one, she also had some kind of disease, but it was inside. And of course, they could treat it with medicine, with pills, and maybe they did something. But it also said that you have to go to a lady who can like cast a spell on it, and it will go away. And that's what they did. They went to this old lady. She did something around, and it went away.
Now, one might think people are seeking out alternative healers because they're cheaper, but healthcare in Russia is basically free. It's just not very good. There aren't enough doctors and up-to-date facilities. Oftentimes, patients are told to bring their own medicine or supplies to the hospital if they want proper treatment. For example, they're told to bring their own plaster for casts or even bring their own sheets for the hospital bed. Belarusova says many people are just downright afraid of Western medicine in Russia.
At least they know that when they use alternative medicine, nothing really bad will happen, right? When they go to a surgeon, right, to have a surgery, they don't know whether they will live or not. Whereas when they take alternative medicine, they know that it maybe won't help, but maybe it will help, but nothing bad will happen.
Dr. Malkina, who prefers not to use her first name, works at the European Medical Center, a private clinic here in Moscow. She's a certified neurologist, but has integrated alternative medicine into her treatment methods at the clinic. Dr. Malkina agrees with Belarusova that many Russians don't like to take risks when it comes to their health.
Yeah, Russian people like to use the crystal because it's very safe and very comfortable for people. And the crystal is very clean and make very big and powerful energy. Yeah, it heals people and gives people energy and give people better feeling.
Russians aren't just flocking to alternative therapies in person. Some are turning to the internet, radio, and television. Diamond Indigo is a popular healer on Women's Club TV here in Russia. Here he is trying to help a female patient who called in complaining of various medical problems. He says you have darkness there. You have an entity inside you in the form of a gnome. I'll clean it. I'll get rid of it. Do you feel anything, he asks. The female caller says, I feel a slight coldness. That's good. The clean energy is working. The entity has gone and it's being replaced with clean cosmic energy. That's what you're feeling from Diamond. In light of the interest in these healers, officials are starting to act. Russian President Dmitry Medvedev has admitted that the country's healthcare system is a mess. He's pledged, among other things, to fix outdated equipment and increase supplies. In the meantime, the government has become increasingly concerned that Russians are being taken for a ride when it comes to alternative healers. Last year, Parliament approved the first reading of a bill that would prohibit users of supernatural powers to promote their services in mass media. These mystical advertisements, as they're called, include solicitations from witches, magicians, psychics, fortune tellers, and faith healers. For Word of Mouth, I'm Jessica Gallagher in Moscow.
Well, that's all the time we have for today. Thanks so much for listening. Segments and links from today's stories are available as audio at our website or as podcasts at wordofmouthradio.org. And as always, we welcome your ideas, your comments, your feedback in all formats and mediums, whether it be Facebook, Twitter, email, or even the old-fashioned post. I'm Virginia Prescott. Please do join us again tomorrow at noon for more new ideas here on New Hampshire Public Radio.
Word of Mouth is produced by Taylor Quimby, Virginia Prescott,
and Rebecca Lavoie, with oversight and direction
from Abby Goldstein, NHPR's Vice President of Programming,
and web support from Brady Carlson
and Courtney Kenya.
The views expressed in this program are those of the individuals,
not those of NHPR, its Board of Trustees, or its underwriters.
For information about the show,
to subscribe to our podcast, post a comment,
or to read our blog,
go to wordofmouthradio.org.
You can also join our community of listeners on Facebook at Word of Mouth Radio.
You can also follow us on Twitter. Our handle is at Word of Mouth. Word of Mouth is a production.
Word of Mouth is a production.
Word of Mouth is a production.
New Hampshire Public Radio.